Today, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，特别问安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
在2023年元旦之后，也在我们传统的2023年春节之前。
After this New Year of 2023 and also before our Chinese New Year,
我们从希伯来书第十章的十九节到二十五节。
We come before the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25.
特别看到上帝在耶稣基督里赐给我们一条又新又活的路。
We especially are grateful for the new and living way that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
上帝的圣言如下，弟兄们。我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理上帝的家，并我们心中天然的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到上帝面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，岂知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let's hear God's words. Hebrews 10 verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus,by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
弟兄姊妹，我们在2023年面对巨大的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, we face great challenges in this new year.
也许三年之前，没有人想到瘟疫疫情要进入到第四年。
Maybe 3 years ago, nobody would have anticipated this pandemic.
没有人想到俄罗斯对乌克兰大规模的战火会持续达到一年。
Nobody would have thought that the war between Russia and Ukraine would have lasted almost a year.
也很少有人想到中国和美国由合作伙伴变成了战略竞争的对手。
And we perhaps have never thought that the China and the United States have turned from partners into great competitors.
弟兄姊妹，面对这样的困境，面对这些问题，到底出路何在？
As we face these challenges, what is our way out?
今天让我们再次在教会中，更是在上帝面前，回到上帝的圣言。又新又活的路。
Now let's return to scriptures of God.
在这段经文中讲到，我们要存着诚心和充足的信心来到上帝面前。
The scriptures tell us we should draw near to God with a true heart and in full assurance of faith.
所以从这段经文，我们要学习持定我们的韧性。
So we need to learn to hold fast to our confessions.
这也强调坚守我们所承认的指望。
And also to hold fast to our hope.
所以在困境中，我们在基督里要大有盼望。
In tough times, and then we have great hope in Christ.
但是我们不光要有信有望，更重要的是我们要落实在彼此激发爱心，互相看顾上。
We need to have faith, we need to have hope, but more importantly, we need to have love, the love for one another and to care for and build up one another.
这样好让我们哪怕在面对苦难和挑战的时候仍然能够见证耶稣基督恩惠的福音。
So that even as we face suffering and as we face challenges, we can continue to witness the precious gospel from our Lord.
这福音是国度的福音。
The gospel is a kingdom gospel.
见证耶稣基督不仅仅是我们的救主，他也是国度的君王。
And then we need to witness the Lord that who is not only our Savior but also our King.
我们在耶稣基督里，上帝成为我们的上帝，我们也成为上帝国度的公民。
And through Christ, we have not only learned to get to know God but also become citizens of God's kingdom.
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
求上帝来光照施恩。
And ask the grace of God.
天父上帝，我们面对诸多的挑战。
Heavenly Fathers, we come before you in our challenges.
不管我们的个人、家庭、教会，乃至我们的国家。
In our individuals, our families, and our country.
今天我们众弟兄姊妹一同来到教会。
As we come before you in the church,
更是一同在基督里进入至圣所。
And together we are entering in your most holy place.
来到你自己的面前。
And come before your throne.
主，你将那又新又活的路指示我们。
You have showed us this new and living way.
赐给我们信心。
You have given us faith.
赐给我们盼望。
And you have given us our hope.
赐给我们爱心。
You have given us our love.
让我们坚定不移地行走在这又新又活的路上。
Help us to firmly walk in this new and living way.
好，让我们不断地仰望我们为我们信心创始成终的救主耶稣基督。
And lift our eyes to our Lord Himself, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他不仅已经道成肉身。
He has come in full flesh.
更是死里复活，升上高天。
But he also was risen from the dead and ascended into heaven.
为我们掌管万有。
And he now reigns over all creation.
让万事互相效力，使我们得益处。
And he conducts everything for the good of his people.
求你施恩光照。
And be gracious to us, Lord.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，在中国大陆目前有一个很沉重的说法。
There's a very sad saying in China today.
和从前是一起交流感情。
And earlier in the past, we share our feelings.
后来是交流疫情。
And we, but later we share viruses.
现在我们要交流病情。
But now we share our sufferings.
所以我们个人、家庭、亲人都是面对很大的灾难和挑战。
So a lot of our relatives and family members.Are facing great challenges.
所以我们这个教会本身牧师长老能够听到的也就有十几家我们的父母在疫情中或者是病危或者是已经失去。
We have in our church we heard probably at least over a dozen families who are their relatives are suffering or were passed away.
弟兄姊妹，身体的瘟疫是由病毒而来。
The plague itself was from a virus.
国家的瘟疫是由恶法暴政而来。
But the virus of a country may be from the ill-formed laws and tyranny.
灵魂的瘟疫，这是因为我们背逆上帝，拒不悔改。
But the plague of the souls are because we have rebelled against God and then we do not repent.
过去欧洲古老的大学都有医学院、法学院、神学院。
So in the past, the universities will have their school of medicine, the school of law, and also school of divinity.
我们看到医学院要对付身体的疾病。
And the school of medicine will be treating the illnesses.
法学院要对付国家的疾病。
And the school of law are for the illnesses for the country.
神学院要特别对付灵魂的疾病。
But the seminary schools are there for to cure our spiritual illnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管是我们个人的身体，还是国家的生活，更在意我们的灵魂，我们都需要来自上帝的医治。
And both we as individuals, our bodies, our souls, all will need the cure from God.
当然，我们首先关注的是生命的问题。
But here we focus on our spiritual lives.
圣经上向我们显明，我们本来是死在过犯罪恶之中，唯独上帝在基督里借着圣灵。
The Bible tells us that we are dead in our transgressions, and only God through His Son Jesus Christ and through the work of the Holy Spirit can we now be raised from dead into life. So that we can become a new creation in God. Even as our bodies worsen and decay, but we can enjoy the everlasting life in Christ. But as we enjoy this new life, what is the meaning of this new life? So we come to the problem of the question of truth.
耶稣基督也应许我们，你们必晓得真理，真理必让你们得以自由。
And the Lord Jesus, He has given the promise to His disciples that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
今日我们聚在一起，就是要领受上帝借着圣经，借着教会来赐给我们的真理。
As we come together to worship God, it is also where we now through the Scriptures and we can receive the truth from God.
弟兄姊妹，在真理的问题上，其实是最具有挑战性。
That is the most challenging aspect.
所以我们就看到中国人常讲“公说公有理，婆说婆有理”。
We a lot of times we think we have the truth.
所以我们就看到连美国人也要讲“强权就是真理”。
And sometimes people say the might is right.
所以到底我们从哪里找到真理呢?
From where can we receive and find truth?
这就是一个道路的问题。
And that's a problem of direction, of our ways.
所以耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章第六节明确地强调，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
That's why in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If not through me, no one can come to the Father.
生命是重要的。
Life is important.
但是比生命更重要的是真理。
Truth is more important than life.
真理是重要的。
Truth is important.
但是比真理更重要的是
But it's more, even more importantly, it's our way.
所以耶稣基督首先强调他是我们的道路。
And that's why Jesus first emphasized that He is the way.
在这条道路上有真理。
And in this way, you can find truth.
在真理之中，我们有生命。
And that in the truth, we can receive life.
所以弟兄姊妹，上帝借着耶稣基督的道成肉身，死里复活，亲自为我们开启了又新又活的路。
That's why this passage is telling us that God has given this new and living way through the incarnation, through the death and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个道路既是旧约圣经、新约圣经、律法和福音所向我们宣示的。
And this way is the Old Testament and the New Testament has revealed to us. And this way is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Because whether the law or the gospel, whether the Old Testament or the New Testament,
如果我们没有认识我 们的救主耶稣基督
if we don't know our Lord Jesus Christ himself,
那么我们就一无所失，一无所得
then we cannot find anything.
所以使徒约翰甚至强调
So the Apostle John said,
但今这些事是要让你认识耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子。
I'm recording these things so that you know that the Lord is, that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，此处所说的又新又活的路。
Here, the new and living way that the scripture is telling us.
不是世上的任何的道路。
It's not any worldly ways.
不是世人任何的主张。
It's not any of our ideologies.
甚至也不是圣经中的字句本身。
And it's not even just the words and the text in the Bible.
而是道成肉身的耶稣基督本身。
And the way is this reincarnated Christ.
所以我们看到在这段经文中。
So in this passage,
讲的说弟兄们，我们基于耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。是借着他给了我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
It says, you know, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh.
然后讲到又有位大祭司治理上帝的家，并我们天心中天然的亏欠已经撒去，身体用清水洗净了。
And it says, now we also have this great priest who is over the house of God, and he has opened for us through this curtain.
所以这条又真又活的路本身
So this new and living way
就是我们的救主耶稣基督
is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他通过他自己的道成肉身，死里复活，成为我们升天的道路。
And he is our way to heaven through his reincarnation and his death and the resurrection. Therefore, we need to draw near to God with a true heart and in full assurance of faith. That's why we hold on to our confession along with the generations of sins that we believe in Jesus Christ.
我信我主，这个主就指向是耶和华上帝。
When I say we believe in the Lord, we believe in God, who is the Lord, the Godfather, the Jehovah.
当我们宣告耶稣基督是主。
When we proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord.
他就是使徒约翰在约翰福音中首先所宣告的太初有道道与上帝同在道就是上帝万有是借着他造的也是为他而造的
And we are also proclaiming the God that that the Apostle John proclaimed at the beginning of the Gospel of John that in the beginning there was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God
这位现在今在永在的耶和华上帝本身
The God himself who was and who is and who is to come. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, he has took on a physical body through Virgin Mary. And then according to the instructions of the angels, and then Mary named him Jesus. For his mission was to save God's people from sin. And he is Christ. He is the anointed one. And the anointment of the Holy Spirit on him is without limit. So he is the great prophet, great priest, and great king.
他为我们个人，为我们的民族，为我们的国家，乃至为全世界，成就了永远的救恩。
And he has accomplished this eternal salvation for us, for all his people.
所以，当我们归信主耶稣基督的时候
，So as we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们不仅是个人不至灭亡，反得永生。
It's not only that individually that we shall not perish, but receive eternal life.
上帝也在耶稣基督里使犹太人和外邦人都同为后世，同为一体，同蒙应许。
And God also saved not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles all together in him to receive this promise together.
拆毁了民族与民族、国家与国家之间中间隔断的墙。
He has torn down this dividing wall between countries and nations and peoples.
所以不仅个人与上帝和好。
So that it's not only our own personal reconciliation.
也包括民族，也包括国家。
It's also for the nations, for all peoples.
以耶和华为上帝的那国是有福的。
And the Bible says, though the nations who take Jehovah as God.That country is blessed.
一个真正敬畏上帝、信靠基督、爱主爱人、守约守法的国家与民族之间是不会发生战争。
There should not be any wars between the countries who truly believe in God.
但是很可悲的是，
But sadly,
哪怕是很多民族和国家任信上帝，但是他们的制度、他们的生活离上帝的旨意远之又远。
A lot of countries are today far away from doing God's will.
包括美国，包括俄罗斯，包括乌克兰。
And that includes the United States, the Russia, the Ukraine, and all the countries.
但是无论如何，使徒信经四章十二节向我们见证，向我们宣告：除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
But in the book of Acts, chapter 4.verse 12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
弟兄姊妹，真正认识耶稣基督，乃是古往今来最大的挑战和难题。
And believing in Jesus is a great difficult. It's a difficult subject throughout history.
很多人认为信耶稣还不容易吗？
A lot of people think, well, it's really easy to believe in Jesus.
但是我们看到，当耶稣基督道成肉身，仍在人间服事的时候，他就问门徒。
But when Jesus was during his lifetime on earth, he was asking his disciples.
人说我，人子是谁？
And he asked his disciples, "Who do you think the people think that I am?"
那时候就有关于耶稣的各种传说。
Because there were a lot of rumors back then about Jesus.
有的人说耶稣是使徒约翰复活了。
And then some say that Jesus was the resurrected John the Baptist.
有的人说耶稣是以利亚再来。
And then some says Jesus was the second Elijah.
有的人说耶稣是流泪的先知耶利米。
And then some people thought that Jesus was the weeping prophet Jeremiah.
有的人说耶稣是先知里的一位。
And then some says Jesus was one of the prophets.
所以整个世界历史、个人、国家与民族的分别之处，分水岭是什么呢？到底你认为耶稣基督是谁？
So the continental divide for people is on the question, what exactly do you think, or who do you think Jesus Christ is?
如果你仅仅认为耶稣基督是一个很好的拉比，那就是犹太教国家了。
Some of the Jewish people believe that Jesus was a great rabbi, great teacher.
如果你仅仅认为耶稣基督他是先知里的一位，那就是伊斯兰教国家了。
If you think Jesus, the Islamic countries, they think Jesus was one of the prophets.
只有当我们真正认识耶稣是耶和华，他是基督，他是独一的救主，完全的上帝，完全的人，这才成为基督徒个人、基督徒的教会、基督徒的国家。
But the Christians and Christian churches that we believe that Jesus is God.
所以弟兄姊妹，为让我们更多的认识主耶稣基督本身。
So we need to enter into true belief of who Jesus is.
因为他就是那使我们通天的又真又活的道路。
Because he is this new and living way to heaven.
然后第二点， 讲到坚守我们的盼望。
Secondly, we want to hold on to our hope.
中国人常讲哀莫大于心死。
There's a Chinese saying that there's no greater sadness than the death of heart.
关键不是问题，关键不是挑战。
It's not our problems or challenges.
当我们没有盼望，放弃盼望的时候，绝望的时候，我们或者是自杀，或者是杀别人。
When we have no hope, when we are in despair, then we want to kill ourselves. We want to kill others.
当我们放弃一切盼望的时候
，as when we have given up all hope.
比较温柔的、软弱的人，就容易自己糟蹋自己，自己抑郁，自己关门，甚至自己自杀。
Those are the people who are spiritually depressed. They started to abuse themselves. They have a lot of personal issues.
那是比较狂热的人，比较急躁的人。既然我活不好，也不让你活，同归于尽。
But those people who have a hot temper or violent temperaments, they tend to abuse others.
所以弟兄姊妹，上帝不仅赐给我们信心，也赐给我们活泼的盼望。
But God has not only given us faith, but also giving us a new and living hope.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到盼望的时候
，As we talk about our hope,
我们要向山举目，我们的盼望从何而来？从创造天地的耶和华而来。
The Bible says, you know, where is our hope from? It's from God himself who has created heaven and earth.
所以罗马书十章十七节就讲到亚伯拉罕所信的上帝是那事无变有是死人复活的上帝。
So Romans 4:17 said the God is the God who had created everything out of nothing and he is a God who raised dead from life.
这位上帝也借着耶稣基督来为我们做成了完全的救赎。
And this God also is has given us the full salvation through Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书讲到，上帝若帮助我们啊，有谁能够拦阻我们呢
？So the Romans says, if God is for us, who can be against us?
而且特别讲到，有谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在上帝的右边。也替我们祈求。
And who can condemn them? Because God has he has come back to life. He is now sitting at the right hand of God, who is pleading for us.
所以改教领袖马丁路德。
So the father of Reformation, one of the fathers of Reformation, Martin Luther.
他当时也面对很多的压力、患难、困苦、羞辱、失败。
He was facing a lot of humiliation, failure, and suffering.
So, 有一次他特别的抑郁，特别的沮丧，特别的低沉。
He was greatly distressed at one point.
啊，然后他太太就在他旁边讲。
And his wife told him.
上帝死了，耶稣死了。
And God is dead. Jesus is dead.
啊，马丁路德马上啊，上帝是永活的上帝，耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
But Luther responded, "The God is a living God, and Jesus was raised from the dead."
他太太就说：“看你现在这样子，就像上帝死了，就像耶稣基督没有复活。”
But his wife told him, "You look as if God is dead, and Jesus has not come back to life."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的盼望在于上帝本身。
So Lord, our hope is in God.
我们的盼望在于上帝，通过耶稣基督。
Our hope is in the work of salvation that God has accomplished through Jesus Christ.
而且我们心中有主，有圣灵住在我们里面。
And then we have the Holy Spirit living within us.
所以耶稣特别向门徒们应许说。
So Jesus promised to his disciples,
我必不撇下你们为孤儿。
So I will not leave you as orphans.
而且我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
He said, "I will ask the Father, who will give you a counselor, who will be with you forever."
所以弟兄姊妹，这儿要讲到弟兄们，我们基于耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
And here in this passage, and it says that we can now through the blood of Jesus, we can have confidence to enter the holy places.
所以弟兄姊妹，有三种至圣所。
There are three sanctuaries.
第一种至圣所，不管是旧约圣经的会幕啊、圣殿啊。甚至是包括我们教会，我们现在居住的地方，我们现在敬拜的地方叫 sanctuary， 我们也可以翻译成圣所，甚至是至圣所。
And the first kind is what we often say as the kind of a physical sanctuary, like the tabernacle before, and like our church building here.
第二种至圣所就是那天上的至圣所。
But there's a second kind who is a sanctuary in heaven.
但是连接那地上的至圣所。是我们能够通达天上的至圣所的中间是什么呢
？But what connects this sanctuary on earth to the sanctuary in heaven？
所以我们的身体就是圣殿。
The Bible says, our bodies are holy, are a holy temple。
我们的心灵就是至圣所。
Our soul, is that holy place。
因为有基督的灵。
Because the Spirit of Christ lives in it. Because the Holy Spirit has inscribed God's law in our hearts. That's why Jesus said the time has come that when we worship is not on this mountain or that mountain, we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
So, through our hearts,通过真理本身
so through our soul, through God's truth.
不管是我们在地上哪一个教会哪一个地方聚集
doesn't matter where we gather physically, at what place or what church.
关键是我们通过心灵和诚实进入我们心中的至圣所
What matters is how we can come before God in spirit and in truth.
也就此而进入天上的什么至圣所。
And through this, we can also enter the holy place in heaven. We know some, there are many charismatic churches today. But the true filling of the Holy Spirit is to enter into theto the knowledge and the truth of Jesus Christ. And the Bible has told us, those spirits who do not believe that Lord Jesus has and his reincarnation, those are not the true spirits.
所以圣灵也把上帝的律法刻在我们的心板上，使我们发自内心的爱主爱人。
So that God through His Spirit inscribed His truth in our hearts, so that we can love the Lord and we can love others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们改革宗教会常常强调律法和福音的平衡和谐。
So in the Reformed churches, we stress the balance of God's law and God's gospel.And the harmonization, the balance of the two is in God's Spirit. And it's deeply in our soul, in our hearts. That's where the God's Spirit works in us. And the Spirit moves us to proclaim Him with our lips, but also believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's also the Spirit who help us to proclaim that, God, I love your law. And this balance of the law and the gospel is in Jesus. It's through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
是在我们的心灵深处有美好的合一。
and it's the true harmonization and unification in our hearts.
所以这个地方经文最后又落实到要激发你们我们的爱心。
So, but this passage now continues to help us confirm all that through to stir up our love.
这地方圣经讲到说彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会。
And tells us to stir up love and good works with one another, not neglecting to meet together.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会中最可悲的就是我们丧失了彼此相爱的心。我们不能够在教会中一同聚集，一同来求告主。
And a lot, it's sad that many churches have lost this desire to meet together and together to cry out to God and worship Him.
约翰威斯里曾经对同工和弟兄姊妹常说一句话。
And there's something that John Wesley used to say to his coworkers.
圣经从来没有教导我们单个的人持守信仰。
The Bible has never told us to hold on to our belief individually.
所以我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相同。
And that's why in our Apostles' Creed we proclaim that we believe in the Holy Spirit, we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, and we believe in the communion of saints.
所以真正的圣灵充满一定会落实在圣而公的教会中。
The true manifestation of you being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you are willing to come to church.
加尔文和众教父甚至特别强调，我们若是以上帝为我们在天上的父，我们也必以教会为上帝在地上为我们设立的属灵的母亲。
Calvin and other church fathers has also stressed that if we believe that God is our heavenly Father, then we should also believe that the church on earth is our spiritual mother.
所以我们也说众人拾柴火焰高。
So there's also Chinese saying that if many start to pick up the branches, the flame will fan higher.
弟兄姊妹，不管是回顾这三年来疫情我们教会的存续。
So as we reflect upon our church after in the 3 years of the pandemic.
展望2023年上帝给我们的挑战和带领。
And we look forward to the God's guidance in our the future.
我们需要的是彼此相顾，我们需要的是彼此相爱。
We need to care for one another. We need to stir up the desire to love one another.
各位弟兄姊妹，不管你这一根柴烧得多么旺盛。
If you as a maybe it's a flame, no matter how high your flame is individually.
如果从火炉中给你抽出来放在一边。
If you take that out of the stove and then put it aside.
你很快就在那里独自的默默的冒烟。
And the flame will diminish and there will you become a smoke.
你不会燃烧，你不会发光，你只会在那里冒烟。
You will not burn and you will not give heat, but you will only just be smothering.
所以炉为炼金，鼎为炼银，耶和华熬炼人心。
So God says the ovens will test the gold and silver, but God himself he tests our hearts.
上帝在这个教会的大荣辱大家庭中使我们一同成长。
In this great melting pot in the church that God wants to help us to stir up one another for our spiritual growth.
所以这段经文不光讲到信心，不光讲到盼望，最终落实在爱心上。
So this passage is started with our faith, started with our hope, but it concluded in our hearts to love.
和弟兄姊妹讲到我们的爱心的时候，首先让任何人不要说我特别有爱心。
So we should not say that I especially have a loving heart.
因为我们的爱是属血气的爱。
Because a lot of times our love is often according to our flesh.
我们的爱是非常有限的爱。
Our love is very limited.
我们的爱常常是被我们的邪 情是有污染了的、扭曲了的爱。
And our love is often being polluted and distorted by our evil desires.
所以圣经首先强调的不是我们的爱，而是上帝的爱。
So the Bible first highlights not our own love, but the love from God.
所以上帝的爱是何其长阔高深。
And how broad and how deep God's love is.
不是我们先爱了上帝。是上帝先爱了我们。
The Bible says, not we first loved God, but God first loved us.
而且罗马书第五章第五节特别讲，盼望不至于羞耻，因为圣灵将上帝的爱浇灌在我们心。
And the book of Romans says, the love will not put us to shame because the Holy Spirit has put God's love in our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要切切地仰望上帝在耶稣基督里的长阔高深的大爱。
So we should look up to God for his great love in his Son, Lord Jesus.
而且我们要常常纪念耶稣基督，当他在地教导的时候。
And also we need to often remember Jesus' instructions.
他不仅强调最大的诫命是爱上帝，其实也是相反，是爱人什么如己。
And he stressed that not only the first we should love God, but the second is also similar that we should love our neighbors as ourselves.
而且耶稣基督不断的强调，不断的吩咐，甚至提出了一个挑战，一个标记：你们若有彼此相爱的心。众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And Jesus also said that if you have a heart to love one another, and other people will now can tell that you are my disciples.
耶稣没有说，哎呀，你有多么富贵。
Jesus didn't say that we will be, how rich we will become.
你做多少事工。
And how much ministry work that you're going to do.
甚至耶稣也没有说你上大学、上神学院、有博士、硕士这些学位。
And Jesus said you don't have to go to the seminaries or receive a how advanced an education degree.
这些都是重要的，一切美善的恩赐都是来自众光之父。
And these are important, and because all the good and perfect gifts are from the Father himself.
但是最最重要的是你们要有彼此相爱的心。
But more importantly, that you will need to have love for one another.
圣经中最简短的一节经文，最感人的一幕在哪里？
One of the shortest verses in the Bible, and the most touching one.
那就是耶稣来到穷人拉撒路死了，来到他的家中，玛利亚、马大，耶稣来到他的家中，拉撒路死了。圣经上一节经文讲，耶稣。
And when Jesus came the place, the home of this poor man Lazarus, the Bible says Jesus wept.
So there are two words: Jesus wept, Jesus cried.
Just two words.
那个时候你说，你看，耶稣爱门徒是何其深的。
And the other people said, oh how.Well, how deep Jesus' love was for this man.
弟兄姊妹，唯愿在2023年中，我们中间、家庭中、教会中。
So in this new year, 2023, in our families, in our homes, in our church.
我们愿意为着爱的缘故流汗、流泪，甚至流血。
We should be willing to labor.For God's sake, to sweat for God's sake.
而不是总是抱怨、指责、论断、比较。
And we should not be always complain and compare ourselves to others and grumble.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从这段经文中，我们要持定我们的韧性，坚守我们的盼望。
So in this passage, God has inspired us to hold fast to our confession and to hold on to our love, to our hope, and also to stir up our love. And only then can we now witness God's gospel in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么传福音啊？
How can we evangelize?
到海外去传福音吗？
Do we need to go overseas?
在本地传福音吗？ 传福音吗？
Or do local missions?
这些都是重要的。
Both are important.
所以在宣教学上有一句话说。
So in seminaries when they teach evangelism, it says.
每一个基督徒都是一个宣教士。
And it said every Christian is a missionary.
每一个不信主的人都是我们宣教的工厂。
And every unbeliever is a harvest field.
所以不要认为只有我们到海外去，只有我们教会展开活动，我们才能够传福音。
So don't think that we can only spread the gospel through activities and programs that the church needs to do.
当然，我们要为那些背井离乡的宣教士特别的祷告、奉献和纪念。
Of course, we should continue to support and pray for our missionaries.
我们要为我们教会各种各样的社区的展开、外展来奉献。
And we need to give offerings and support.To our local missions, our outreach programs.
但是不管是外出还是本地宣教，我们都要以生命来见证福音。
But regardless of all that, we need to witness to the gospel in our own lives.
所以我们首先要明白，这福音是一个国度的福音。
So we first need to understand this gospel is a kingdom gospel.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天。”
So that's why we pray that that your will, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣强调说：“你们要先求他的国度，先求他的公义，这些东西都要加添给你们了。”
And Jesus said, "You should seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you."
往往很多基督徒抱怨我吃喝拉撒睡各个方面，这个方面上帝没管我，那个方面上帝没管我，这个方面教会不管我，这个方面基督徒弟兄姊妹忽略了我。
And a lot of times we hear complaints that you know in this or in that aspects that God has not cared for me, the church has not cared for me, the brothers and sisters ignored me.
这些方面很多方面是可以理解的，可以尊重的，甚至我们确实需要更多的互相帮助。
And this is understandable, and this is something we need to help with.
但是我们需要扪心自问。
But we also need to ask ourselves.
我们到底为我们的家人？
For our families.
到底为我们的教会
？For our church.
到底为我们的国家
？Our country.
我们自己付出了什么？
What have we given ourselves?
所以作为基督徒，我们背起十字架来跟随主。
So we should carry our cross and follow the Lord.
那就是愿意付出我们的祷告。
Which means that means we need to be willing to pray.
付出我们的辛劳。
To labor.
付出我们的金钱。
To give a money offering.
甚至奉献。给出我们的生命本身
and even to give our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要更多的回到这个国度的福音。
So we need to return to the kingdom gospel.
我们要更多的以耶稣基督为我们的大君王。
And to also consider Christ as our heavenly king.
就像我们唱诗所唱的，耶稣我王。
And we, as we often sing in hymns, Jesus, my King.
所以在《使徒行传》五章三十一节就特别讲，上帝用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心、赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
And that's why the Bible says in Acts 5, verse 31, that God has used his right hand, that God has exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
所以基督教信仰的关键就是我们不仅仅是以耶稣为我们的救主，更是以耶稣为我们的君王。
So in our Christian beliefs, we not only think of Christ as our savior, but also think of him as our king.
耶稣基督三个职分。大先知、大祭司，最后以君王的职分为终结。
And he's in his three offices, right? It starts with his Jesus being the prophet, and and Jesus bring the priest, and it concludes Jesus as our king. And he was crucified in the name of a king.
And also
he proclaimed after his resurrection that all the powers in heaven and earth has been given to him. And in the book of Revelations, the Bible tells us Jesus the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And today, too many people wants to take Jesus as their Savior. And ask Jesus to help him. Who can be our Savior? But we do not want to submit ourselves into the kingship of Jesus Christ. We do not want to obey him. So we need to focus on, we need to take Jesus Christ as the focal point of our lives. And Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. And from the redemptive history, Jesus is the center of that salvation. As a focal point of our individual lives, we need to focus on Jesus.
弟兄姊妹,
and we also, in Jesus Christ, and through him, we have become the citizens of God's kingdom.
不管什么原因，现在在中国大陆有大量的移民涌往美国。
And today we actually see a lot of immigrants are coming from China to the States.
当然，一个国家的伟大之处就在于他愿不愿意接受移民。
Maybe one of the greatness of a country is to see whether they can receive and accept the immigrants.
一个国家更伟大的地方就在于他能不能把新移民使他能够适应。
And even a greater aspect of that country is to see how they can take the new immigrants so that they can be absorbed and acclimated into the existing the systems and societies of this country.
弟兄姊妹，我们要成为美国的公民，你要学习工作，可能十几年。
If to become a U.S. citizen, maybe we need to work and we need to take effort for many years. You may take a lot of investment money to become an immigrant. And maybe if you can apply for immigration using your special talent that you have.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在这个世界上最大的特权是什么呢？我们在基督里被从黑暗的国度被迁移到他爱子的国度，我们成为上帝国度，成为耶稣基督国度的什么公民？
But an even greater privilege for us is that we have been taken from the country of sin and darkness into God's kingdom as the citizens of his country. So we should not take our Christian identities lightly. And it was purchased by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. And this is an unprecedented and unfathomable gift and grace. And with this great gift, we should be willing to also pay the price. That we should also willing to be to labor for it.
但是更重要的是，我们得到这白白的礼物，不需要我们的奋斗，不需要我们的代价，是在耶稣基督里。 白白地赐给我们。
But more importantly, we should recognize that this gift was given to us in Jesus freely.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在各样的艰难中，既然我们得了这么大的特权，蒙了这么大的福分，我们要白白得来，也要白白舍去。
So with this such a great blessing that we should freely receive, but also freely give.
我们要在2023年中。
So in this new year.
我们弟兄姊妹靠着主的恩典
I hope that according to the grace of our Lord,
持定我们的任性
that we can hold on to our confession,
坚固我们在基督里的盼望
and strengthen our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ,
彼此激发我们的爱心
and to stir up our love,
让我们从个人家庭更是主恩慈的教会本身成为福音荣耀的见证
and that we as our individuals, our families,And as a church, continue to witness the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us through your Son Jesus. We thank you for giving us this great counsel in our hearts, which is your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for giving us this great counsel.
Thank you for giving us light. Thank you for giving us darkness. Thank you for giving us life. That we can also boldly face death. We thank you for giving us material wealth. But also help us toexperience poverty.
主在这千变万化的环境之中
in our changing circumstances,
让我们能够更深的认识、爱慕、顺服你自己
that we can more deeply know you and submit ourselves to you.
这样我们就能够和历代众圣徒一样发出这样的赞美
that we can praise you along the generation of saints.
赏赐的是耶和华
that the Lord gives,
受取的是耶和华
the Lord takes away,
他的名是配得称颂的
and his name shall be praised.
祷告祈求感恩奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray and give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.